Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB, and welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the bands who play here live. I'm Mike Dale, and this week we're going back in time to another era in popular music with the ensemble band called Footnotes Jazz Band. And they'll be playing at the Half Moon Bay Odd Fellows on Sunday, April 6th. Tickets are $15 in advance and $20 at the door. Go to their website, hmb-odd, for all the details. First, a reminder that support for Carousel comes from Cameron's Pub and Restaurant. From delicious food like bangers and mash to burgers and fries to plenty of fun like open mic night on Thursdays and karaoke on Friday and Saturday, Cameron's Pub and Restaurant is the only true British pub on the coast, and Cameron's was just voted as one of the 8 best pubs in California. Now, without further ado, let's welcome the director of the Footnotes Jazz Band, Lori Stotko.
Thank you, Mike. Glad to be here.
So let's start with the history of the jazz band. You took it over from someone else at Foothill College.
We originally started as an actual class, a jazz class at Foothill College. And I took it on in 2010 because Foothill decided they didn't want to have an evening jazz class anymore. They just cut out those classes, and most of us kept re-registering and just being in that class. And finally, Foothill said, all right, you know, we're not going to do these night classes. De'Anza did the same thing. So Foothill became the Footnotes because we originated from Foothill College. So that's how we named ourselves.
Before we got on the show today, I was telling you, you know, my mom and dad were born in the early 30s, and, you know, jazz music, jazz bands, that was the literacy of the culture of that time. That was the rock and roll of that time. Why you? You're a young person. Why jazz bands?
I have always loved jazz. I started playing piano when I was about 2, so I'm really a piano player to start. And then as soon as I could get in band, loved the trombone, so I play both. Jazz just spoke to me. I loved the music. I loved the improvisational aspect. I've always been able to improvise. I have a decent ear for music. Just loved it from the first minute I heard it.
I want to play some music now, Lori, and let's start with this Count Basie song called Moton Swing. Tell me about that.
Count Basie Orchestra was a very famous traveling orchestra. They really were able to, they had to book their own train, being African-American people, and Basie made sure that people ate well, stayed well. He took them all around the country, and he introduced dance music and jazz, and we are still playing Basie arrangements. So Moton Swing was written for Benny Moton in 1930. Good classic swing dance tune with lots of great solos.
So this particular track we're going to play now is actually one of your live performances from the Village in San Jose. Is there anything you want to tell about that performance?
That's a group of mostly retired people. They did get up and dance.
Cool.
And I've played there now with 2 big bands. Was glad to bring my big band in there. And they enjoyed the concert and were invited back.
You're on Coastside Carousel. This is Moton Swing right now on KHMB. Thank you. 100.9 FM and AM 1710 is KHMB, Community Radio for the Coastside. You're on Coastside Carousel. I'm Mike Dale, and with me is Lori Stotko of the Footnotes Jazz Band. We want to try to squeeze in as many songs as we can today because some of these are a little bit longer. Now, I love bossa nova, so let's go right into Carrie's Bossa. Tell me about that song.
Carrie's Bossa, there's a fellow who graduated from Homestead High School. His name is Howard Suspettis. He is a fantastic woodwind player. Barry Sachs plays all the reeds. He writes big band music like crazy. He's been writing since he was 15. And all of us big bands, and I tell you, you can't swing a stick without hitting a community big band in the Bay Area. If you don't have Howard Suspettis tunes in your book, then you're missing out. So Carrie's Bossa was specifically written for Greg Abate, and his wife's name is Carrie, and it was a wedding tune. Howard was my neighbor, and when he was moving, he handed me the original of this tune for my band to play, and he's just fabulous at all of his Latin tunes. We have many of his charts, and we're glad of it.
Again, this is from the Villages concert you did in San Jose from January of 2024. This is Carrie's Bossa on KHMB's Coastside Carousel. Community Radio for the Coastside at 100.9 FM and AM 1710 is KHMB. You're on Coastside Carousel and hearing the music of Footnotes Jazz Band. With me is the band leader, I should say, band director. Is there a band leader, band director? Lori Stotko. Lori, you're the MC. You do it all, right? You play trombone, and yet you're cutting it up on the microphone as well.
I am the MC, chief cook, bottle washer, secretary. I'm their mom. I'm their security. I'm the police.
How is it arranging and leading a jazz band when you have 17, 18 musicians? It's hard enough to get four together, isn't it?
It is literally like herding cats. And I am the only woman in the band. The guys came to me and said, don't you want to run the band? And I said, only if you will let me do my job. It has been a long journey, and I feel like I've got a really super great group of core musicians. The guys are loyal. They practice every concert. They really bring their best talent and their best solos, and they work hard.
Lori, it's going to be a great show at the Half Moon Bay Oddfellows on Sunday, April 6th, 4:30 showtime. Tickets are $15 in advance and $20 at the door. Go to the website hmb-odd for all the details. How do you pick the music for the show? Are we hearing some of that today, by the way? Are you going to play Carrie's Bossa, Moten Swing, some of those?
Pretty sure we're going to play Moten Swing. We might play Love for Sale. That's a nice, small, wooden room. So I have to pick tunes that aren't too shouty, tunes that are too brassy that will blow everybody's hair off. I want to have some tunes where, because when you have 18 pieces, that's a loud band. So I have to play to the room. If I have a big theater, boy, we can pull out some of these big numbers, you know, with a lot of high trumpet and a lot of flashy stuff. I intend to pick a set where people have familiar tunes that they enjoy and they can certainly dance.
You teed it up for us because that's the next song we're going to play right now. This is Love for Sale. Now, in the on the website, you said New Yorkers 1930. Do you know what that, what does that mean? It was produced originally in 1930?
It was produced in 1930, made famous by Cole Porter.
Oh, Cole Porter.
Originally by a group called the Peddlers. I don't know much about them, but I've got that in the history. Love for Sale has also been beautifully performed by Ella Fitzgerald and has a long discography of many famous singers. It's a little bit of a dicey song. It's about prostitution, but we kind of gloss over that because it is so fun to play and it just has great changes.
Wonderful. Let's hear it now. The Footnotes Jazz Band and Love for Sale on KHMB's Coastside Carousel. HMB's Coastside Carousel, listening to big band jazz today. My guest is Lori Stotko, band director of the Footnotes Jazz Band, and they'll be playing at the Half Moon Bay Oddfellows on Sunday, April 6th. Tickets only $15 in advance and $20 at the door. Go to the website hmb-odd for all the details. How do you fit 18 band members on that little stage at Oddfellows?
By being good at Tetris.
What does that mean? That's a good joke.
You know, really, being a trombone player, we need slide room so that we aren't smacking the saxophone players in the back of the head. But we put five saxes in front, four trombones behind them. The trumpets stand behind us, and we tuck the rhythm section in usually by my right hand so I can keep positive control of the tempos and the beats and what's going on.
I have an idea. We're running out of time. This 20 minutes goes by very fast. You also have what you call Johnny's theme. And what I'd like to suggest is that on the count of three, we end the show with Johnny Carson's theme. What do you think?
Why not?
All right. You ready? One, two, three. Here's Johnny! Lori, thank you so much for coming in today. Good luck with the show, the Footnotes Jazz Band. And go to the website for all the information on where they're playing next and their music online as well. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for the interview. I appreciate being here.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel. featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.